Chapter 10. Two Weddings. That night, Claudio and Don Pedro went back to the church as they had promised Leonardo. Claudio had composed an epitaph for Hero. He read from the poem as he walked along.
Hero was killed by slanderous tongues, and here she lies. Death rewards her awful wrongs by giving her fame that never dies. The life that died with shame lives on in glorious fame.
Don Pedro and Claudio stayed near the tomb all night, praying and talking about Hero. They were both very sad. At last, the inside of the church began to grow light. It was morning.
"Come on, Claudio,"
Don Pedro said.
"It's time to go to Leonardo's house. Remember, you are going to marry Antonio's daughter this morning. You promised you would."
Claudio stood up. He was tired after the long night in the church.
"I'm ready,"
he said quietly.
"I hope this wedding will be happier than the last one."
He looked sadly towards Hero's tomb as he spoke. There was great excitement in Leonardo's house that morning. The friar in particular was very happy.
"I told you Hero was innocent,"
he kept saying to Leonardo.
"Didn't I say she was innocent all the time?"
Leonardo smiled at the friar.
"And Claudio and Don Pedro are innocent as well,"
he said.
"It was all Don John's fault. And the prince will surely see that he is punished for what he did. Margaret was innocent as well,"
he went on.
"It's true that Borachio was her lover, but she did not know anything about the wicked plot against Hero."
"I'm glad that everything's worked out well,"
Antonio said.
"Me too,"
Benedict said.
"I thought I was going to have to fight my best friend, Claudio."
"Now, Antonio,"
Leonardo said,
"you know what we're going to do when Claudio and Don Pedro arrive. Claudio has promised to marry your daughter. We will pretend that Hero is your daughter. She will wear a heavy mask. Claudio will be marrying the girl he loves, but he won't know it. It'll be a great joke,"
he cried with a happy laugh.
"I must say something, sir,"
Benedict told Leonardo.
"I'm in love with your niece, Beatrice. And she's in love with me. I want your permission to marry her."
"Just as Don Pedro and Claudio predicted,"
Leonardo said with a smile.
"I give you my permission to marry Beatrice."
"And I will perform the ceremony,"
the friar offered excitedly. It was not long before Don Pedro and Claudio arrived at Leonardo's house. They exchanged polite greetings with everyone.
"Well, Claudio,"
Leonardo said sternly,
"do you remember your promise? Are you ready to marry Antonio's daughter?"
"I'll keep my promise,"
Claudio said seriously.
"Go and call her,"
Leonardo ordered Antonio. Antonio came back into the room a few minutes later with Beatrice, Hero, Margaret and Ursula, all wearing masks. It was impossible to see their faces.
"Which one am I going to marry?"
Claudio asked nervously. Antonio pointed to Hero. Claudio stepped forward.
"We are going to be husband and wife,"
he said gently.
"May I see your face before the wedding?"
"No,"
Leonardo cried.
"You may not see her face until the wedding is concluded."
"Then take my hand,"
Claudio said.
"I will lead you to the friar. I will be your husband, if you wish it."
He put out his hand. Hero put out her own hand and grasped his.
"I've been your wife before," she said quietly. She removed her mask. Claudio looked into her face. He gasped, and the tears came into his eyes.
"Another Hero,"
he whispered in astonishment.
"The first Hero died in shame,"
Hero said quietly.
"And here I am, another one."
It really is, Hero,
Don Pedro cried.
She didn't die at all.
Claudio stood in silence. He could not speak for happiness. The friar touched his arm.
I'll explain everything,
he said softly.
But first, let's have the wedding.
Now Benedict stepped forward.
One moment, Friar Francis,
he said softly.
Which one is Beatrice?
Another girl in a mask came forward.
I am,
she answered quietly.
What do you want, Benedict?
Do you love me?
Benedict asked her.
Beyond reason, no,
she replied with a smile.
Then Don Pedro, Claudio and Leonardo were wrong,
Benedict said.
They told me you loved me madly.
And you?
Beatrice asked.
Do you love me, Benedict?
Beyond reason, no,
he answered with a smile.
Then Margaret, Ursula and Hero were wrong,
Beatrice told him.
They said you loved me madly.
They told me you were sick for love of me,
Benedict said.
They told me you were nearly dead for love of me,
Beatrice replied.
Then you really don't love me?
Benedict asked her.
Not really,
Beatrice admitted.
I only love you because you love me.
This is all nonsense,
Claudio said loudly.
Benedict loves Beatrice, I'm sure of it. Look, I've got a poem he wrote to her.
Claudio showed the others Benedict's poem. Now Hero spoke as well.
And Beatrice loves Benedict, she said loudly. I've got a letter she wrote to him. Look, here it is.
She showed everyone Beatrice's letter to Benedict. Benedict laughed.
We do not love each other,
he joked.
But it seems our hands are in love. Let's marry, all the same.
Beatrice laughed as well.
I'll marry you,
she joked.
But only to save your life, Benedict. They said you were so unhappy without me.